Earlier this week, we visited the young entrepreneurs of Art and Flea, who've moved their flock of fledgling creatives to a new shop called Maury in Ward Warehouse. Well, Ward Warehouse is part of the Ward Village neighborhood, and today we'll see how that neighborhood's shaping up. David Strife is Senior Vice President Hawaii for Howard Hughes Corporation, the owner and developer of 60 acres around Ward Center in Kaka'ako.
You know, it starts with all the understanding and research that we did on the history here.
Here, on the ground floor of Howard Hughes offices in the IBM building, a video features cultural practitioners Paulette Kalei-Kini, Hinale Moana-Wongkalu, and artist Solomon Enos, attesting to consultations the corporations held with the Hawaiian community.
So how do you incorporate culture into developments like this?
We have gotten every one of our architects and designers to understand the history and find ways to bring it forward.
What are some of those ways, though?
Well, for example, on Anaha, you can see the light reflecting off waves. The inspiration for that is how the waves break outside Kuala Basin. In Waiea, for example, you'll see water around the building. This land was underwater during the high tide in the past.
Strife says 7 to 9 foot earth foundations will put future buildings above the inundation zone. A 4-acre park is planned to run generally from Kewalo Harbor to the rail stop planned where Ross is now.
There are open space requirements. What we decided to do is consolidate it all in one place so we could create something that really had some scale to it.
Katie Ka'anapu, Howard Hughes Director of Community and Retail Marketing, says activities already underway are a sign of things to come in the new park. Free monthly film showings, Art and Flea, free yoga classes, and a farmer's market.
We'll definitely be programming the park with those types of events, so it really is a community space and is really kind of like a lively neighborhood.
Requirements for 20% reserved or affordable housing have also been consolidated into a single tower near Ross at Halekauwila.
We're also exploring changing that from a for-sale project to a for-rent project.
Waiea and Anaha, the two towers underway now, are market-priced. The current 700,000 square feet of retail space will nearly double.
I think the one thing about Ward Village is that you really have one developer that owns the entire 60 acres, that's master planned all of it. So you're going to find a very cohesive, thoughtfully planned out neighborhood.
Strife envisions tree-lined streets, people walking and biking between the towers. He says the company will invest $15 to $20 million to improve and develop Kewalo Harbor. Planned next year, Whole Foods and a residential tower at the old Nordstrom Rack and two gateway towers where Ward Warehouse is, plus the beginning of that 4-acre park. Howard Hughes plans 5,000 residential units. They have development rights for 22 high-rises in Kaka'ako. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.